It's the final day in office today for the suspended National Police Commissioner, Ria Piecha, who was suspended following an inquiry into her role in the Marikana shootings in 2012. Today, her contract runs out. Gareth Newham is the head of the governance at the Institute for Security Studies on the line from Tshwane. Gareth, afternoon to you. I suppose it's impossible to sum up Ria Piecha's time in office without focusing on Marikana and her praise for the police officers who were involved in those shootings.
Indeed, Stephen, good afternoon. That is what she will be known for, given her performance before the Marikana Commission and then the Board of Inquiry, which looked into her performance thereafter and its findings that it made. So she will definitely not go down in history as one of the successful national commissioners of the South African Police Service.
I hate to say it, but since 1997 or 1998, we haven't really had a successful national police commissioner.
Indeed, Stephen, since the appointment of Jackie Celebi in 2000, we've had three permanent national commissioners, and each one has ended very badly. Jackie Celebi, as you know, was convicted for corruption. Bekitsele was fired after being found guilty of maladministration. And although she wasn't fired and should have been fired, Ria Piecha, it was recommended that she should be fired by the Clarkson Board of Inquiry that looked into her behavior around the events in Marikana and its the commission thereafter. So, yes, since 2000, we have not had a permanent national South African Police Service Commissioner who has been able to serve out their full term of office without a real serious scandal in being involved in one.
Ria Piecha has been suspended, I mean, literally for years. We had I'd call it a parade of acting commissioners. Khumotso Bahlane ended up in a huge fight with IPED. We now have another acting commissioner. What does all of this instability do right at the top of the police force? It's a conversation you and I have had before. The answer must surely be that it leads to instability within the force itself over time.
Indeed, every time a new national commissioner is appointed or a new acting national commissioner is appointed, they tend to undertake a restructuring exercise. They move people around. And if you look at the numbers of people in that post, you're looking at seven people who've been in that post in the last decade, since 2008 pretty much. Three of those being permanent appointments and four of those currently with the most recent appointment being acting. And each time a new person comes in, as I say, they have a different approach, they do things differently, they move people around, which causes a lot of discord and challenges at the national level. So senior, you know, heads of divisions, deputy national commissioners don't know if they're going to be there in 1 or 2 years. The initiatives that they've been working on or familiar with and been developing suddenly get changed or chopped. So it doesn't allow the vast resources, and we're looking at a budget of around 80 billion rand in the current financial year, are not therefore able to be used as effectively as if there was a very clear plan of action and that there was stability at the top echelons of the South African Police Service.
Gareth, there was a quote from the police ministry this morning that they hope a new commissioner will be appointed by the end of the year. It's a presidential appointment, of course. I mean, surely you can appoint a police commissioner with less time than 6 months. I mean, surely it can happen quite quickly.
Indeed. Well, the first thing that our president should have done was immediately fired Ria Piecha as soon as he got a chance to read the Clarkson Board of Inquiry report. So that should have already happened much earlier. And he didn't really even have to have that Clarkson Board of Inquiry. He could have actually fired her after the Marikana Commission report, because that really showed that she was wanting in a vast variety of ways. So we could have had a new acting permanent commissioner appointed ages ago. I think we're not sure why it would take so long, but the National Development Plan, which was adopted by Cabinet in 2012, has a very clear recommendation for how the President should go around appointing a National Commissioner of Police. It says that a panel of experts will be set up who then run an open, transparent campaign so that people, or not, so not campaign, a selection process, so that people who think they could do the job can put forward their CVs. That clear criteria are put in place beforehand, because at the moment, it is more difficult to become a constable in South African Police Service than it is to be the National Commissioner. There are no minimum criteria for National Commissioner's post other than being a South African over the age of 18 and not having a criminal record. So there needs to be clear criteria about what skills, qualifications, experience should the person hold in that post. And then really, shortlist two or three or four people who could have shown themselves to be the best performing against these criteria, and then offer that list to the President so that the President can appoint somebody where we know that they've been properly screened, that they've got the experience and the integrity necessary to do the job, and appoint from that shortlist. So that is a recommendation of the government's own National Development Plan, which Zuma and his cabinet adopted. Let's hope that the time frame given by the minister means they're going to go that route.
Gareth Newham, thanks very much indeed. Head of Governance at the Institute for Security Studies on the line from Swan Air.